Back in the day, insurance agents visited with their clients around the kitchen table to collect premiums and discuss coverage. Nowadays, people are more concerned with convenience and price without really understanding what they're purchasing. Our goal for each show is to bring some of that kitchen table conversation back in order to help our listeners understand their coverage and how it relates to their particular situation. We would like to mention that every insurance company is a little different as far as their policies and coverage. Please contact your insurance company for more information on your particular situation. And now, let's talk insurance.
Hello, and welcome once again to Let's Talk Insurance, the weekly podcast where we share with you all things insurance. I am Matt, and we are from M. Vanderplow Insurance Agency, located in beautiful downtown Zeeland, Michigan. If you're anywhere in the Lake Michigan Lakeshore, you can give us a call, 616-396-1497. Anywhere else in the state of Michigan, you can call us toll-free, 1-800-968-1497. You can visit us on the web. Doesn't matter if you're on a laptop, desktop, smartphone, or tablet. It's all the same address. It's mvpinsure.us. That's mvpinsure.us. You want to send us an email, you can do that too. It's marsiliains@gmail.com. That's marsiljeins@gmail.com. I don't know about you, but earlier this week, where I live, we had some extremely cold temperatures. Temperatures were dipping like 15 below, 10 below overnight. And here in the morning, we were looking at about 5 below. Local schools were closed because the extreme wind chill is what they claim. During this time, with it being below zero the way it is, a lot of warnings. Don't stay outside for longer than what you have to. Keep your skin covered. As far as your pets, don't leave them out for any longer than necessary. Keep warm. All kinds of things that they talk about when it comes to below zero temperatures. So this week, I thought I would share with you the CDC, or the Center for Disease Control and Prevention. They do have some tips for outdoor safety, not only during a winter storm, but also during extreme cold weather, which is similar to what we've experienced in my part of the country. Now, your part of the country may be a little bit different. Maybe you're on the East Coast. You're dealing with similar things that we're dealing with. Down south, you may be dealing with different things. Out west, you may be dealing with different things as well. But I wanted to focus in on staying safe outdoors during winter storms and extremely cold weather. Now, the Center for, again, I want you to go to our website, www.mvpinsure.us. Lower right-hand side is the Let's Talk Insurance icon. Go ahead and click on that. It'll bring you to the blog post for today. I'm only going to share a few of the tips because, again, I want you to go to the Centers for Disease Control and Prevention's website to read all of the tips so you can get many more than what I'm going to share with you. I just want to give you a teaser, give you a taste, maybe some generalized tips that you can use. But for the full article, I want you to go to our website, mvpinsure.us, and click on the Let's Talk Insurance section on the front page, and that'll bring you to the blog post so you can read more about staying safe outdoors during a winter storm or extremely cold weather. Now, it says here for, it says try to stay indoors during extremely cold weather. Make any trips outside as brief as possible. And remember these tips to protect your health and safety. Obviously, dress warm and stay dry. As far as adults and children, they should be wearing a hat, a scarf or a knit mask to cover your face and mouth, sleeves that are snug at the wrist, mittens, they are warmer than gloves. Water-resistant coat and boots, several layers of loose-fitting clothing, and then they do have a breakdown here of layering up. First part of the layer is going to be your inner layer, and it says here to wear fabrics that will hold more body heat and don't absorb moisture. Wool, silk, or polypropylene will hold more body heat than cotton. Polypropylene, that would be your fleece. Insulation layer. An insulation layer will help you retain heat by trapping air close to your body. Natural fibers, again, like wool or goose down, or even a classic fleece. will work best. And then finally, your outer layer, the outermost layer, helps protect you from the wind, rain, and snow. It should be tightly woven and preferably water and wind resistant to reduce loss of body heat. So of course, that outer layer, you're going to want to have that that vinyl or the polypropylene repel rain and snow repellent type. What do I say? Plastic or plastic-like material that will keep water from soaking in through that layer, and in turn soaking through your insulation layer and then soaking through your inner layer. So you certainly want to use that as your first line of defense against cold and wet, is to have that outer layer be as water and snow resistant as possible. Now, some additional tips. They talk about stay dry. Wet clothing chills the body rapidly. Excess perspiration will increase heat loss, so remove extra layers of clothing whenever you feel too warm. Avoid getting gasoline or alcohol on your skin while de-icing and fueling your car or using a snowblower. These materials in contact with the skin greatly increase heat loss from the body. Don't ignore shivering. It's an important first sign that the body is losing heat. Persistent shivering is a signal to return indoors. Very, very important. Avoid exertion. It says here cold weather puts an extra strain on the heart. If you have heart disease or high blood pressure, follow your doctor's advice about shoveling snow or performing other hard work in the cold. Otherwise, if you have to do heavy chores outdoors, dress warmly and work slowly. Remember, your body is already working hard just to stay warm, just to maintain your core temperature. So don't overdo it. Walking on ice is extremely dangerous right now. Many cold weather injuries result from falls on ice-covered sidewalks, steps, driveways, and porches. Keep your steps and walkway as free of ice as possible by using rock salt or another chemical de-icing compound. But certainly you want to find something that is rated for sub-zero temperatures. I know on Friday when we had super cold weather, it was below freezing, below 32 degrees, and the city had laid down some rock salt on the sidewalks to try to take care of the ice. Well, it didn't help. Immediately, once the salt hit the ice, it melted and then immediately refroze. And then the leftover rock salt was just marbles on top of a sheet of ice. So you want to look for your chemical de-icers and rock salt and stuff like that that are rated for below zero or sub-zero temperatures if you want to get that ice melted safely, so that it doesn't melt and then refreeze and then you have a sheet of ice. So read your directions and be careful walking on ice. Be cautious about travel. Listen to radio or television reports, travel advisories issued by the National Weather Service. Don't travel in low visibility conditions. Avoid traveling on ice-covered roads, overpasses, and bridges if at all possible. If you must travel by car, use tire chains and take a mobile phone with you. Again, using tire chains, that's going to be in an area like the Pacific Northwest or up near the Canadian border, where tire chains are a must. Locally around here, there isn't much use for it, especially in metropolitan areas. There's really no need for chains because the roadways are kept fairly clear by the county. So when it talks about using chains, they're talking about if you live way out in the sticks or if you live in an area that requires chains, like maybe Colorado or, you know, like I said, the Pacific Northwest or up in Minnesota, Wisconsin, maybe the Upper Peninsula of Michigan, those types of areas that have heavy snowfall and aren't able to be cleared on a regular basis. Don't leave, let's see here, where else to say. If you must travel, let someone know your destination when you expect to arrive. Ask them to notify authorities if you're late. Again, check and restock the winter emergency supplies in your car before you leave. If you go to our website, mvpinsure.us, and you do a search for preparing your car for winter or winterizing your car, there is talk in there about the supplies that you should have in your trunk in case of being stranded, whether it's being stranded in the winter or being stranded in the summer. There is a list of items that you should have in your trunk just in case you are stranded on the side of the road and waiting for help to arrive. Never pour water on your windshield to remove ice or snow. It could shatter it. Don't rely on a car to provide sufficient heat. The car might break down. So again, you need to have those layers. You need to have your base layer, your insulation layer, and then your outer layer. Always carry additional warm clothing appropriate for winter conditions. Again, you go to our website, mvpinsure.us, that's mvpinsure.us, and you could do a search. Do a search for winterizing your ride, winterizing your car, and then that should have a link to the blog post and possibly the podcast where we speak about what you need to have in your emergency kit in your vehicle. Again, what to do if you get stranded. Staying in your vehicle and stranded is often the safest choice if winter storms create poor visibility or if roadways are ice covered. And again, these I'm just going to share a few of these tips here. Underneath the main tip, tie a brightly colored cloth to the antenna as a signal to rescuers and raise the hood of the car if it's not snowing. Move anything you need from the trunk into the passenger area. Wrap your entire body, including your head, in extra clothing, blankets, or newspapers. Stay awake. Run the motor and heater for about 10 minutes per hour, opening one window slightly to let air in. Make sure that snow is not blocking your exhaust pipe, as this will reduce the risk of carbon monoxide poisoning. So lots of good tips. Again, I want to reiterate that I want you to go to our website, mvpinsure.us. Lower right-hand side is the Let's Talk Insurance icon. Click on that. You get to the blog post today, which will in turn have a link to the CDC's article on staying safe outdoors and also in your vehicle during extremely cold winter weather or winter storms. And I think that's going to do it for this week. Again, I am Matt, and we are from M. Vanderplow Insurance Agency, located in beautiful downtown Zeeland, Michigan. If you're anywhere on the Lake Michigan Lakeshore, you can give us a call, 616-396-1497. Anywhere else in the state of Michigan, you could call us toll-free, 1-800-968-1497. Visit us on the web. It doesn't matter if you're on a desktop, laptop, smartphone, or tablet. It's all the same address as mvpinsure.us. That's mvpinsure.us. Again, I'm going to have links, a link to the article that we pulled from today. If you want to send us an email, you can do that too. It's marsiliins@gmail.com. That's marsiljeins@gmail.com. That's going to do it for this week. Again, I want to thank you for tuning in each and every week to Let's Talk Insurance, the weekly podcast where we share with you all things insurance. I hope you have a very safe and a very warm week. Take care.